Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey, we had a wonderful question in the Essential Oil Safely community. I'm here live on our public page right now, but inside of the community, I was asking four questions that were on your mind. Like if I called you up right now, what would be on your mind? What would you ask me? And so I've been using these as opportunities of teaching and for using on my YouTube channel and my podcast. And this question is from Tin Win. And they're asking about dilution percentages and why there is some discrepancy in the aromatherapy world. So let me go ahead and ask the question, and then I'll give you the answer to it. So he said, some companies' dilution charts are different from others. An example, for 2% of 1 ounce, some show 12 drops, others show 18 drops. What's the right one? I know the drop varies from some essential oils as far as dropper size, etc. So that is true. So let's take a look at the dilution in general, in case this is something maybe that you haven't even thought of. I know a lot of people aren't aware that you have to actually dilute essential oils before applying them to your skin to prevent irritation, sensitization, phototoxicity, adverse reactions in general. So it is recommended that you do dilute before applying to your skin. You don't have to dilute your essential oil before diffusing or adding to a personal inhaler, but for topical applications, it is best because essential oils are highly concentrated, which is why we only need to add drops at a time to our products and when we're using them on our skin. So first of all, I think this misconception comes from the book Essential Oils Safety by Tisserand and Young, because in this book, they suggest to add 1.5 drops per 5 mL to get a 1% dilution. I don't know about you, but I still, like, I've been doing this for almost a decade, still haven't figured out how to get a half a drop out of a bottle. Either I'm gonna get a drop or I'm not gonna get a drop. There are no half drops. So what I do is I round down to the 1 drop per 5 mL for a 1% dilution. And by the way, 5 mL is the same size as a teaspoon or a 1/6 ounce or roughly 100 drops. So 1 drop of essential oil in 1 teaspoon will give you a 1% dilution. Now, some aromatherapists and some companies, if they choose to dilute, they may round up. So that's where you may get a discrepancy of 9 drops an ounce or 18 drops an ounce or 12 drops an ounce instead of 6 drops an ounce for a 1% dilution if they are choosing to round up. Now, it's not too much of a problem if you are doing smaller dilutions and stuff. But once you start getting into ounces, you could be really adding multiple percentages to your dilution. If you are going to be rounding up that half a drop, you might end up at a 5% dilution instead of a 3% dilution. And although some essential oils don't have a topical max, for those that do, it could make the difference between an essential oil being phototoxic, having that phototoxic reaction when exposed to the sun, and not. So you do need to be careful and aware of the dilution that you are using. Another thing to keep in mind is that drops, you know, they are different as far as each drop is roughly 30 milligrams, but it depends on the dropper size. You may have noticed that some companies, you tilt their bottles and it's like it just bloops out really, really quickly, right? They may have a larger dropper size. Because yeah, to add to confusion, you can have different size droppers. So you may be getting a 50 milligram size, you may be getting a 20 milligram size, but the average that we are considering and expecting and assuming is going to be 30 milligrams. Also, the viscosity of the essential oil, if it's really, really thick or really, really thin, you may have more or less coming out of that drop as well. It may be recommended to use a pipette, but we don't need to complicate things, right? If you are making larger batches, if you are trying to get a consistent product, like if you are selling essential oil recipes or you're making your own blends, then you may want to have more consistency. But for most of us, just kind of whipping it up in our own homes, we don't really need to worry about that, especially if we are going to be rounding down to the safe one drop per teaspoon for a 1% dilution. So great question, Tin. Wonderful observation. And I hope this helps. If you need any charts, any dilution guides, measurement equivalents, and any more information about topical use, we have free charts and downloads and information about diluting essential oils inside of the Learning Center, which you can find at leahjacobson.com. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.